This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Well, coming off last night and trailing 3-2 entering the bottom of the seventh inning, you would have taken three runs just to bounce back and pick up a feel-good victory. How about 10 runs in a 12-3 win? Yankees more than bat around. They sent 13 batters to the plate in the seventh inning to treat this crowd to, wow, a laugher in the end. But in that moment, everyone hanging on each and every pitch, and the Yankees coming through at each and every turn. Let's go back to the first inning with Clark Schmidt, because he was awesome tonight. First inning, he worked around a two-out base hit by Manny Machado, a double by Jackson Merrill in his return to the Padres lineup, and in the first, didn't allow anything to come across, because Xander Bogaerts on a 1-1 pitch bounced to short, and Schmidt stranded two. Bottom half, first time for Michael King, facing his former team. Ben Rice, a one-out double the opposite way. Yanks couldn't cash in. Notably, Judge was ahead 3-0 there, and captain always has a green light, but just missed the barrel and fly to right field. But that was sort of a precursor of what would come later for Aaron Judge. Top of the second for Schmidt. Gavin Sheets, a pop-up single to center. Miscommunication there. No one took charge, and the Yankees let it drop. But after Schmidt got Hayward to pop to short, and Elias Diaz banged into a 5-4-3 double play, smoothly turned around the infield. No harm, no foul. And the Yankees couldn't bring Jason Dominguez home after his leadoff walk, a full count walk to start the bottom of the second inning. In the third, though, Clark Schmidt starting to cruise. A double play ball, a friend tonight. He struck out Tyler Wade on the knuckle curve, allowed a one-out single to Tatis, then a showdown with Luis Arraez, a three-time batting champ, showing the bat-to-ball skills. He can guide the ball after a foul ball left side that he was looking to aim, guided the ball into this play.
Here's a pitch flip to the left side. Cabrera, underhand scoop to second for one, over to first, double play. Beautifully turned. Vivas got that baby over to Rice in a hurry. That was really, really lovely. Second double play in as many innings by the Yankees. Nothing across from San Diego. Bottom three coming up.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Yankees went down quickly. Next half inning, bottom of the third with three lazy fly balls to left to Jason Hayward. Three putouts, tied that record. Fourth inning, more of the first inning problem for Schmidt, falling behind. Machado 2-1, base hit to left. Merrill 3-1, then ran the count full. Base hit to left through the vacated hole. Behind Bogaerts 3-1 with two on, dotted a sweeper, and then got a fly ball to left for the first out. But Schmidt, after that, walked Gavin Sheets on four pitches, loaded the bases, and with Jason Hayward at the plate, fresh off that busy inning defensively, Schmidt balked. It scored Machado. The trailing runners to second and third with one down, and Hayward knew what to do at that stage. Lifted a sack fly to left, 2-0 San Diego, and Schmidt wasn't pleased at all with the balk call. But bottom four, one out, no one on. Yankees, the theme tonight, pick up. Right after the Padres score, Yankees would pick up. Yankees weren't solving Michael King. That was until Aaron Judge had something to say about it. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here comes King with the pitch. Swing on, hit the right field, hit a ton. Going back, Tatis can't get it. A home run for Aaron Judge. First row got over for home run number 12, RBI number 34. We get a 2-1 ball game.
Yeah, the captain could do it in every which way. First row, 480 feet at our electrifying drive of the game, brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. Such a great piece of hitting from Judge going the other way, getting the Yankees off to Schneid. Then Bellinger walked, and Jason Dominguez, a special night brewing for him, off his walk his first time, step to the plate.
Here's Dominguez, walked his first time. Infield pull to the right. First pitch, hit hard. Right side, past the diving second baseman Wade. Digging for second. Bellinger now going to third. Here's the throw. He's in there safely. Throw gets away into the well, and Belly's going to score. We got a tie ball game at 2-2. Bellinger was flat out running at high speed. And Dominguez, give him credit too. That was a rocket. He hit the right field.
As speed kills, and that's what this Yankee team can do. A brand new ball game after the Dominguez knock, the Tatis error, Bellinger speeding, coming all the way around, and the Yankees with that response right after the Padres played a two in the top half. And top five, leadoff single, opposite field, Tyler Wadoff Schmidt, and Tatis fly to left. But with a rise at the plate, Yankees pay.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Paying attention to Wade, a former teammate over at first. Check over there. And a close play on a second check. Bang, bang. Wade ruled safe, but the Yankees saw something. They challenged, overturned. Bases wiped clean and already ahead of Arise 0-2. Schmidt said, let's get this done quickly. Struck him out on the next pitch. Inning done. And flash forward sixth inning, Schmidt a 1-2-3 on just eight pitches. Perfect finish to his night. Got better and better as the night moved along. Coming back from that left side soreness that pushed him back from his Saturday start. Clark Schmidt, a feel-good outing. And the Yankees, speaking of feel-good, they were going quietly after that two-run fourth against King. But top seven, this would be the jam-packed inning. Tim Hill came on. It wasn't great vibes to start in the seventh inning because Hill came on, allowed a base hit to Gavin Sheets. He did pop up the pinch hitter Oscar Gonzalez, but then he served up a single to Elias Diaz. First and second, one out. Aaron Boone went to Fernando Cruz, the right-hander, who has been on a special tear of late. The pinch hitter, Jose Iglesias, lined one of Volpe at short. Two out, but Cruz still had to get through Fernando Tatis Jr. Two away, game tied at two. Tatis rocked an RBI double to right center. Padres regained the lead, and Cruz promptly walked a rise to load the bases, but refound it. Fortunately, against the righty hitting Machado, wiped him out on the splitter, kept the game tied. Oh, well, not kept the game tied, but kept the game 3-2 San Diego, an important moment of the game. So talk about those not-so-great vibes, top half. Bottom half, ton of great feelings. Yankees down a run. The lefty, Adrian Morejon, on for Michael King. Tough customer, but the Yankees jumped him. Dominguez swinging around to the right side. He doubled to left center. Second hit and third time on base for Dominguez. And Volpe, a laser beam to center for a single. So runners at the corners immediately for Austin Wells, and he wasted no time.
Pitch, swing on, hit hard, into right field, base hit. Dominguez scores. Volpe will shut it down at second. Austin Wells wasting no time. We got a tie ball game in the seventh inning.
And went right after that fastball, threw it in there, and they're just jumping on it. That ambush kind of pitch, just go right after it.
In an eye blink, tie game in the seventh. And Cabrera popped up a bunt, so the runners held with one away. Paul Goldschmidt came off the bench for B-Boss out of the nine spot. Goldie hitting 600 against lefties. And Volpe and Wells, a double steal. They made up for it. That's as good as a bunt. Gets a second and third anyway. So the Padres behind Goldschmidt with second and third anyway. Base open at first. They said, okay, intentional walk. Let's load the bases. And Mike Schilt, the Padres manager, not just the free pass handed out. he took his struggling lefty, Morejon, out of the game, put in another lefty, the ex-Yankee, Wandy Peralta. And with the bases juiced one away in a tie game, Yankees again picking up, tying the game after Padres scored in the top half. The ex-Yankee Peralta, ex-Padre Trent Grisham. How about this for drama? Game on the line. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
And down low, ball four. Yankees lead 4-3. RBI for Grisham is 18. And a chance to build on this lead. Scoring is Volpe, and everybody else moves up.
Yankees with the lead, and Grisham now an on-base percentage near 400 against left-handers. He's been that good. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Suited to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, and you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Another response. Yankees in front 3-2 on that Grisham bases loaded walk, but the Yankees weren't nearly done with their old friend Peralta. How about Ben Rice digging in?
Peralta deals. Pitch hit down to first baseline. Fair ball. Everybody runs. Wells scores. Here comes Goldie. He scores. A two-run double by Ben Rice, and it's 6-3 Yankees here in the third, in the seventh inning.
And the runners at second and third after that Ben Rice knock. So the Padres said, okay, let's not deal with Aaron Judge. With a lefty, Peralta, and Judge, no one wants to deal with him, right? So the Padres intentionally walked him, base open. Yankee said, oh, okay, you want to do that? Let's continue piling on. Already four runs in, and Cody Bellinger, the ninth batter to the plate. And Bellinger, let's not short him. He's heating up.
0-1 here to Bellinger. The base is loaded. Pitch. Swung on. Line drive. Base hit. Right field. Tatis has the plate on the mound. Everybody up 90 feet. Scoring on a play is Grisham. It's 7-3 Yankees here in the seventh. They got a big four spot and looking for more in this frame.
Well, I'm glad we did this whole thing about this vaunted Padre bullpen. I guess the Yankees weren't reading the press clippings.
Yeah, how about the Padre bullpen? 22 earned runs all of March and April. And they were getting lit up in that seventh inning. We'll get you the final number after we get through the rest of what happened. Bellinger knocking that single to right field, and Dominguez was next up. And he started it all, remember, with his double to start the seventh inning. Maybe you thought at that moment, oh, let's see if the Yankees could get him in. Well, they more than got him in. Dominguez, the 10th batter to the plate. He flied to left for the second out. But Anthony Volpe getting greedy. He drilled one to third. Machado couldn't handle it. A base hit for Volpe, his second of the inning. He got to hit it hard for Machado not to make any play. Base is still loaded for Austin Wells. His RBI single had tied the game earlier in the inning. Well, this swing ended the game.
So we can get a good pitch here. 3-2 from Peralta. Swing on a deep drive. Right field. Grand slam for Austin Wells. They've blown this baby wide open. 12-3, Yankees, a monster seventh inning.
And it's like there's boulders lifted off the shoulders of this offense right here. What an explosion.
And mantras, explosion, boulders lifted off. And that's right, coming off the few days the Yankees had, they didn't only win, they busted that seventh inning wide open. First career grand slam for Austin Wells. Five RBIs on the inning and 13 batters total to the plate in that demolition of the San Diego Padres. And we talk about that Padres bullpen, the vaunted bullpen. 22 earned runs all of March and April. Well, with that Wells swing, 10 earned runs in one inning tonight. An electrifying inning at that in the Bronx. Yankees easily held the 12-3 lead because they got some work in. And work in, easy breezy. Tyler Matzik, the lefty. And for the ninth inning, welcome back to the Yanks. Welcome back to the big leagues. Yairi De Los Santos, an easy ninth inning. Yankees 12, Padres 3. And what a seventh inning it was in the Bronx tonight.